Hey there, welcome to the Monday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, so glad to be with you. And I have to say, it's good to have finished my Lenten parish missions. I've been on the road for 5 out of the last 6 weeks. I've been pre-recording the programs, but I am so blessed to be back home with my family, ready to enter Holy Week. As we do this day, yesterday we entered into Holy Week with Palm Sunday. So it's great to be back. It was a great experience to be leading these parish missions all around the country, but it's great to be back at home now. So we're going to do programs all week, Monday through Friday. And then, of course, we have the weekend edition of the show, which on the weekend edition, I'm going to look at the mass readings for Good Friday, in addition to Easter Sunday. So that program is going to be available on Saturday. So if you want to listen to the Passion of Jesus as well as the Gospel for Easter Sunday, that will be available on Saturday. I just want to make that known to you. This Friday, for Good Friday, I'm going to read the first reading from the Good Friday celebration or commemoration. So just so you know where we stand with that. So today we are going to look at the theme of appreciating Jesus. And you're going to hear all week, you're going to see things start to look pretty bleak for Jesus. But just remember, this is what he was here to do, to redeem us on the cross. But you're going to see things start to play out, beginning with today's reading. And just some reminders that he is going to have to suffer and die. Of course, he'll rise again on Easter Sunday, but he will have to suffer and die first. So let's look at the gospel from today's daily mass. It's John chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and he held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. You know, there's a lot that I could focus on with this reading, but what really hit me today was the fact that Mary and Martha, her sister, they really appreciated Jesus. And they, once again, we see Jesus visiting their home and they're waiting on him. They're appreciating the presence of Jesus. And, you know, we look at the historical narrative this week and we realize that Jesus did die, but Jesus is no longer dead. So I didn't want to focus on that because what hit me is the fact that they appreciated the presence of Jesus. And I would just like to challenge you and myself today. Do we appreciate, especially as Catholics, do we appreciate the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist? And of course, we have his presence in all of the sacraments, and we're able to speak with him wherever we are. We have that spiritual presence, but the real presence of Jesus, the real Jesus who is alive and risen from the dead, do we appreciate him? And even if we do, is there any way we could maybe appreciate him more? So I think that would be a good thing to look at today. Maybe spend a little time thinking about that. Do I appreciate the real presence of Jesus, such as do I go visit him at the Adoration Chapel? Do I try to get to daily mass if possible? Do I appreciate when I receive him, whenever I do, in the Eucharist? Do I appreciate him? And if not, you know, we still have a couple days left of Lent. Maybe it's a good thing to work on. Do I appreciate Jesus? The fact that he's with me and the fact that he loves me. Something to think about. Talk to you next time.